passes. All right. Well, I'm going to call on Dolph now. How about it, QP? You ready to sing a little song for us?
All right, sure is, Pappy.
All right, get way out west in Kansas, will you?
Well, that's a good idea.
I know a man that grew so tall way out west in Kansas. If he'd ever start to fall, he'd be out of Kansas. If he was straight, I still would see he'd be as long as our main street. There's a lot of him turned up for feet way out west in Kansas. The sun's so hot, the eggs will hatch way out west in Kansas. It popped the corn in the popcorn patch way out west in Kansas. An old mule coming down the path saw the corn and lost his breath. He thought it was snow and froze to death way out west in Kansas. Ah, yes, sir. Bam and till ready, fellas. I know a gal in Abilene way out west in Kansas. Say she's just turned 17 way out west in Kansas. She's so old, she's muscle bound. Folks all say she built the town. I think she's 17 turned around way out west in Kansas. There's a man named Cofi Pat way out west in Kansas. You can't tell who he's looking at way out west in Kansas. He cries because he's such a wreck. The tears run down the back of his neck. He don't look straight to me by head way out west in Kansas.
That's all right. Well, doggone this storytelling time, ain't it? You know, kids, back in the days of the old West, there was a powerful lot of action going on all the time. Travel wasn't easy, and even when you rode a horse. And when it come to getting places by stagecoach, you didn't find yourself away, and none when you said goodbye to it. I remember a story that Doc Nelson told me about a stagecoach ride he had out near the Cimarron Range. He was traveling as a passenger, had a broken leg at the time, picked up from trying to bed down a bronco that had an ornery habit of kicking sideways. Well, Doc was riding as comfortable as he could on the inside of the stage, him and the mail sacks fighting it out about the feet. When a passel of gents with masks over their faces rode out into the road, shooting and hollering and generally making it plain that they intended to hold up the stage. Well, Smokey Williams was in the box of the coach, and before he could get his Winchester into action, a slug from a six-shooter ripped off the main part of his trigger finger. Yeah. So, when the hold-up men finally pulled the horses to a stop, there wasn't nothing left for Smokey to do but light down from the box with his hands reaching for sunspots. Well, by that time, Doc had gotten the mail sacks off of his shoulders, and as he had $45 and a gold watch he didn't want to lose, he started shooting. The first bullet kicked up a bucket full of dirt near one of the road agents, and the other five did a lot better. Doc might have done all right by himself if the noise hadn't scared the horses. They didn't like it, and with a sudden jerk that threw Doc to the floor of the coach, they bolted. And two of the outlaws tried to stop them, but the road suddenly narrowed down and ran through a clump of big trees there, and there wasn't much room there for a horseman to ride alongside. So when Doc finally got them mail bags off of him and leaned out of the window, he saw that he was riding a runaway. Well, when struggling, he opened the trap door in the roof and he pulled himself out on the top of the coach. By that time, there was thundering down grade, with a mountain rising up on one side of the road and a 1,000-foot drop on the other. And the coach was beginning to gain on the horses. So Doc had to whip him for all he was worth to keep him from having the whole shebang pile up on that narrow road. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the Doc wasn't very happy at that minute. And he began to feel even more uncomfortable when he looked ahead and saw that there was thundering toward one of those sharp turns, like. But there wasn't nothing he could do but hang on and keep the horses pounding. Yeah, when they hit that curve, the animals plowed up the ground and went on around. The front wheels followed and hung on. But the rear wheels slid out into space. Then one of the funniest things that happened that I ever heard of. The horses and the front wheels were kicking up so much rock and gravel into the air that it built a solid path out over that precipice for the rear wheels to roll back to safety. Yeah, part of it was still hanging in space there when Doc finally pulled the horses to a halt. Well, I think that calls for a song right now. And Sally, I'd like to hear you sing something about hoof beats on the prairie.
All right, Captain, we'll do that.
Talking for all the gangs, and so long, everybody. So long.